Good evening, everybody. It's Thursday night, June 14th. It's the Ken Berryman podcast, 11:21 p.m. Oh, crap, the news happened today. Anybody see that? Anybody see a lawsuit and a report getting dropped today? I have to pod right now because... Well, the news just happened, and there's a need to comment on it because a lot of what I'm hearing is very consistent with everything I had been thinking for a long time. And it's basically all the evidence that's been out there, and it just kind of came out and got clarified by the inspector general. And then there's this cherry on top of the Trump charity being just a complete and utter fraud, and the new AG in New York, who looks like you do not want this woman prosecuting you, man. I've seen that face before. She's going to come hard after Trump. Trump is going to wish for the days of Eric Schneiderman in the AG's office in New York. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Boy, the vitriol, actually, in this lawsuit against what the Trump charity is doing and just moving money around. He's taking more money out of it than it's coming in. He's lying about everything. Every time you turn around, it's just a bigger and bigger lie out of him. Anyway, so that's disgusting. The whole family's involved. It's a mess. What you're seeing is you're seeing the outline of the mafia. That's what you're seeing. But what really I want to talk about is the Inspector General report, because here the Inspector General report is basically as bad as they're gonna be able. Like, I'm not saying this is really bad. I'm saying when doing an audit, essentially, of the FBI and of a very weird scenario, which is the FBI acting involved in this Clinton email thing and right before the election, getting involved and making public statements, the whole analysis of doing that and looking at everyone's government device yet private text messages and reading those and having those open for audit during periods of emotion when you release them. This is as bad as it can get for the FBI, meaning there's nothing else that the FBI is hiding under rocks that is going to make them look any worse than they should look after this. And I don't think they look that bad, but this is as bad as it's going to get, because and the Inspector General's job is to be super objective. And if anything, they're analyzing another agency, the FBI, it's part of the FBI, that's also supposed to be super objective in how they go about their investigations. And it's worried about not being biased, right? Not exhibiting bias. And so they're learning those lessons as they're doing this, their own, you know, analysis. So they need to bring out everything and then not worry about how the sides are going to react. This is the whole thing. This is the thing about bullying. This is why we must talk about this in this pod tonight. As Rachel Maddow highlighted it tonight, and it's so true, which is when you get bullied, but like bullying works. When you get bullied, you act differently. You walk the other way on the other side of the playground when you've got your lunch money on you and you see the bully across the way. You don't want to upset the bully unnecessarily, something you'll do to someone who you are bullying. You don't mind upsetting people that you're bullying, because what are they going to do? You're on top, right? And so the effect of the bullying had an effect on Comey. There's something else I think affected Comey as well, which I think is religion. I think Comey was duped as well. I think Comey also thought that maybe Trump wouldn't be as bad as he was. And then when he met him, he realized, oh, my God, this guy is a monster. And he finally changed his tune. But he actually had to see it to really understand first. But anyway, amazing things in the Inspector General report. I will read it. Will I scrap it? Maybe. Depends how much of a story it's going to be. There's a few main things in there. I haven't read the entire thing. I've just seen highlights and what people are saying. And I flipped from different news station to news station. You know, I don't just watch one thing. I also hit up Fox News. I caught some Tucker Carlson. Maybe I'll see some Hannity later. I don't know. Just to see what they're doing and how much they're lying and if they have any points to what they're saying. And I didn't hear much on the Fox News side. I saw some of these texts, and really the texts hit home the most because people can relate to it. And so I'd love to explain it. That's why I had to pod. Okay. There's a couple texts you're going to hear about. You're going to hear the one between Page and Strzok where Lisa Page is flipping out saying there's no way this guy can be president. There's no way it's going to happen. And Strzok is like, no, we won't let that happen. Like, we will do something. And what he really meant there, I will speculate to what he meant, because I think I understand, is he meant to say we can't let this happen. Like we will find a way to not let this happen. Like there's no way we will allow this to exist. And here's why he's saying that, and why she's also flipping out, and saying like, oh my God, oh my God. Here's the problem. When you are also aware of a counterintelligence investigation going on against the other side, and you're starting to see some confidential information from the other side, like the connections between Trump and the Russians, the backdrop of Trump's mafioso style business and all the bankruptcies and all the lies and how he's pulling a fraud over everyone, when you really see that he is a career criminal himself and that he is intensely marginalized in so many ways, that you know that, oh my God, that's one of the worst possible people to be president. You're not even thinking about, you know, what happens if he wins. Like, oh, if everyone knew this, of course, everyone would just riot and throw him out of office. We would not allow ourselves to be led by this marginalized wannabe dictator who just makes his face orange all day, who's just a narcissistic sociopath. There's no way in hell we would tolerate that. And so, of course, we won't let that happen, you know? And from the position of seeing the information and knowing how bad, or at least starting to know at that point, how bad it really was, you can emotionally say that, no, we can't let this happen. Of course not. No, I mean, imagine, you know, you are, you have to make it more of a, like a personal analogy. Like if, would you allow yourself to get into a bus that was being driven by a drunk person who wanted to commit suicide? And you knew that was happening. You knew that this drunk guy was like, all right, everybody, I'm freaking wasted, and my wife left me, and my dick don't work, and I ain't got no money, and I ain't got no home. And I'm talking about myself. Jesus Christ. No, that's not that bad. I have a home for now. Okay. All right. Now, what if you got into the bus with this person, and they're like, I've just had enough. Are you really just going to sit back and be like, well, this person is our driver. I mean, he did get a driver's license, and he was certified, and he was hired by his company, the American people, to drive this bus into a bridge, and I guess I shouldn't doubt him. You know, I always like what he was talking about on the campaign trail. No. And it's got nothing to do with being partisan. It's got everything to do with being aware and in the know. No, and the rest of us are starting to get in the know. Like, there's a whole Reddit forum called Reddit Trumpgrat. And that is about people that have seen the light and like had their family members deported by Trump's ICE using guerrilla tactics to take people away that had a DUI back in like 1989. And they've been here for 30 years and they're freaking dentists. And we're all like, what are we doing? We're separating kids from parents at the border, people seeking asylum. I'm sure they're good. There's some bad people coming over here. But why are we separating from each other? Why are we doing it to punish them, to show them that, hey, this is a crime what you're doing. You're coming across the border. We're going to treat you like a criminal. And it's not humane. It's not inhumane, but it's also not humane. It's somewhere in the middle, which is this line that they like to tread on. Don't tread on me, but you're treading on morality. Why are we doing this? Are we a third world country that can't afford to have people that came over the border while they're being detained, awaiting hearings, to be around their children? Why do we have to be there? The answer is, the executive branch could do something. This is one of those things where, like, Putin's pushing Trump and Sessions to do stuff like this because he wants to to lower the America's standing in the world. And this is an example of that, of our own representatives coming out and saying what we're doing is inhumane, because it is, you know, it's, or it's a close to it. It's not totally inhumane, but it's unnecessarily harsh, and it's unwelcoming, and it's not what America wants to stand for, which is the point. Right. Scott Pruitt still running the EPA is not what America wants to stand for, yet Trump won't budge. You can't ever get Trump to do anything that you want to do, that he knows you want to do. He's like a little kid. If he knows that he's got something you want, he refuses to give it to you. He refuses. And I think we've all had enough. Any of us who are paying attention, we've all had enough of his bullshit. We have had enough. I am ready for that. Oh, I'll stop cursing. I am ready for that felon. He is a future felon. He's a current felon. He's committing crimes. He's a current acting felonious actor of the highest crimes imaginable. I will take a measured statement and say that I don't believe in killing anyone. So I don't think that, even though the letter of the law, given that we kind of are at war with Russia based on what they're doing, even though that treason really does apply here, and really the president should be tried and hung for treason, even though that's what should happen. And if it was, you know, 1810, maybe that would, but it's not. And I don't think we should enforce even those archaic ways of dealing with things. I don't really believe in capital punishment, even though they're people I'd never want to see out again. I think that he needs to be incarcerated for the rest of his natural life. And his family members are also going to prison, probably not for the rest of their lives. I think that Jared and Ivanka's kids need a child. But Jared, you know, when you go into $1 billion debt and you run around trying to extort money out of Qatar and Saudi Arabia, different places, to pay your debts on America's dime, you know, pretending to work for America instead of working for yourself, those are like 20 and 30 year sentences, man. And you don't get to get out and live and screw up the world anymore, because you've done enough. Like, you think about how many people they've indirectly killed or screwed up by messing up with arms in Yemen and Saudi Arabia and Qatar and all these other places. It's lives that we're not helping, and things just keep getting worse as we leave them in power. Is you continue to see them trying to mess everything up. Oh, let's put Russia in the G. Let's condone Russia's behavior taking over Crimea and the Ukraine. Let's condone all the human rights violations going on within Russia, right? Let's allow Putin to create his fake rubles and then go and spread them over and really infect other countries and other people's way of life. Screw with the Brexit vote in England, right? Nobody, the UK does not want to leave the European Union. No. Of course not. We don't want to break from our allies. Putin tells Trump to do all these things. Stop military exercises in Korea. Why? Because it's close to Russia. You know, the North Korea borders Russia slightly, just a tiny little bit. There's just a little hair, top right, where it borders. Yeah, of course Putin doesn't want military exercises going on in that area of the world where U.S. continues to have a presence. I knew that meeting between Kim and Trump was about Putin getting messages to Trump. Problem is, Putin keeps testing Trump to see how much power he really has. How much can he really? He knows he owns Trump. He knows that. But how much can Trump really exert on the rest of us? Because we're all ever so slowly or rapidly realizing that you're dealing with a career criminal in the White House. You're dealing with the mob. And we haven't had this kind of mob takeover, I don't think, ever. And now with Cohen having issues, because, you know, the pressure's really on him, and Michael Cohen is a connector. He's like a wire that a lot of these connections went through. And I mean, you keep thinking, oh, when the next person folds and the next person folds and the next person folds, I just have to assume that Mueller is just a genius, and we've put the best and the brightest that we have in America that are willing to risk their lives, really, as prosecutors, to do what's right, and the best and brightest that we have to take down dozens and dozens of mafioso and mafioso style connected people in a global conspiracy that is billions and billions and billions of dollars deep. And to see the good guys that are not making billions of dollars work to take down really the evil overlords. It's not over yet, folks. It's not over. And we have to speak up about what is going on, because it's no longer acceptable to like support the mafia in the White House. That's what you're supporting if you're supporting Donald Trump. And there's no defense anymore. There's no defense. It's only lies coming from his side. All he does is lie. There's no, don't ever say that you like anything he says. It doesn't matter, because he never tells the truth. He is a criminal, and he will be locked up, or the rest of us will be locked up. It's either one way or the other. That's the way he rolls. So we must champion our own freedom here. And it means not tolerating the criminals in positions of power, because if we don't stand up to the bully now, if we don't ever stand up to the bully ends up becoming president. And what then? You see what's happening now. You see people getting torn away from their children in Texas, living like caged animals, kids 22 hours a day. We didn't used to do this. We don't have to be doing this. The law does not say we have to do this. Trump and Sessions are choosing to do this because Putin owns them and is telling them to do this. We've had enough as Americans of being run by Vladimir Putin. And that means arresting our president and getting him out of office immediately. So when is that going to happen? When are we arresting Scott Pruitt? When are these things happening? These are felons. Let's get on that. I know we're trying. I know we're working on it. But let's get on it, because we don't get these days back. And it's almost the end of the day. So Kimberly runs out.